Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Join us every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice. Catch us streaming on Facebook Live and Periscope. Just look up Lyrical Forte. You can also call in to just listen, make the mic nice, or get in on the discussion. Please, no vulgar or offensive language. Thank you. Would you like to be a guest host? Are you looking for exposure? A promo? Send your inquiry to lyricalforte@live.com.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Language. Thank you.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Remember how we forgot? Remember how no one ever really died in the wars we fought? Because each gunshot came from our fingertips. And we never really kept them loaded just in case. Because each enemy was a friend. And none of it was about oil, religion, or land. It was all just pretend. Remember how we used to bend reality like we were circus strongmen, like our imaginations were in shape then, like we were all ninjas trained in the deadly art of did not. Like, I totally got you. Did not. Remember how we forgot? Remember how our parents told us never to look directly into the sun, and how we were their sons, so we never looked directly into the mirror in fear that we would go blind? Remember how we used to find any old reason just to call someone we were crushing on? Like we would just pawn off our sense of embarrassment, buy a chunk of courage that would last just long enough to have us asking them about math and stuff. And how stuff was just stuff. Like, I heard you getting braces, and how braces somehow were and still are kind of hot. Remember we all caught mono, and our folks who go the kissing disease, and our first steps into gangsterhood had us saying, mother please, even though we'd never really kissed anyone, even though we never did half the things we said we'd done. We just spun yarns like Rumpelstiltskin spun gold. We told ghost stories, never realizing we would one day ourselves become ghosts haunting the hallways of schools. Poltergeists breaking all the rules of silence in the library. But we had no chains to rattle, no voice to battle the fact that we had no vocal cords. We had only fingernails on chalkboards, and it would scream, shout, and yell, trying to tell ourselves what experience teaches, what no teacher taught. Remember how we forgot? Remember when we wanted to be firemen? A time we now call back then, when boys wanted to be astronauts or superheroes. Those days when girls wanted to be prime ministers or princesses. And we all wish that recesses would last another couple years or so, because we were like midlife crisis men discovering Viagra for the first time. We could go all day. All we wanted to do was play, laugh, and run. Our dreams hung like apples, waiting to be picked and peeled, and hope was something needed to be reeled in so we could fill the always empty big fish bin of the one that got away and probably say that this time, impossible is not an option. Because success is so akin to effort and opportunity, it could be related. So we took chances. We figure skated on thin ice. Believed that each slice of life was served with something sweet on the side, and failure was never nearly as important as the fact that we tried. That in the war against frailty and limitation, we supplied the determination it takes to make ideas and goals the parents of possibility. And we believe ourselves to be members of this family, not just one branch and one tree, but a force whose roots make up a dynasty. So when I call you sis or bro, not lightly, I'm going to ask you to remember. It's because the future isn't what it used to be. So remember now, pay tribute to every sacrifice laid upon the altar of somehow. For all the times somehow we overcame, somehow we pushed on, somehow we got the distance, and going there we possess the freedom to map the uncharted land of any and everywhere. We are bound, 6 feet above the underground, where we will all one day wrestle until then. Boundaries and borders, and the headquarters potential lay just beyond the world's edge. Let the belief that hope belongs to us all be the pledge you take to make the unachievable as inconceivable as the false fact that we were never here, we were here. And our memories are as dear to us as every slow motion moment of our held breath. So remember every instant of your time. Every first kiss, first dance, nearing this last chance, yes, no, maybe. So let us go the distance once more. Let us remember all the moments that were and were not. Like, the point is something we can get. What we can get is what we got, because all we have the times between the moments we connect each dot. So live and remember. Burn like an ember, capable of starting fires. Like each moment inspires the next. Like memories of the context we put ourselves in, so that life becomes the next of kin we need to notify in case of a big bang or extinction level event. Let now be our advent. Let us live like we meant it. Let us burn like we mean it. Because this world doesn't give a shit if we end in a train wreck or a car crash, if our story ends with a dot or a dash, if we were dust or ash, because all we were is all we'll be, and all we are is the in-between of so far so good. So forget every would, could, or should not. Forget remembering how we forgot. Live like a plot twist exists now and in memory, because we burn bright. Our light leaves scars on the sun. Let no one say we'll be undone by time's passing. The memories we are amassing will stand as testament that somehow we bent minds around the concept that we see others within ourselves, that self-knowledge can't be found on bookshelves. So who we are has no bearing on how we appear. Look directly into every mirror. Realize our reflection is the first sentence to a story. And our story starts, we were here.
Okay, I got my keys, my wallet is, my wallet is in my bag, and I've got my phone is in my bag. Alright, is there anything else I need? Let me see, what am I missing? Good, okay, let's go. I know, I'm on my way, baby. Okay, let me check and see what he wants. Wait a minute.
might be the hardest thing I ever had to do. I never thought I'd see the day I'd be living without you. Now I can't even look you in the eye, cause I know what it does when I see you cry. And that's not what I wanna do. So here's my little John, don't waste your time. When you respond, I'll be gone before I change my mind. I'll just stop now and say goodbye. I realize all the promises I've made to you through the years, and all the times you forgave me, even when I caused you tears. But I just can't do it, can't hurt you again. You might say that I'm less than a man, but this what I need to do. Don't even waste your time, baby. You come, I'll be long gone. So before I change my mind, stop now. Now, I know you're probably reading this saying, this ain't happening. Maybe one day we'll start all over, we can try again. But right now, I just gotta go. Not coming back until I'm sure that I ain't gonna hurt you no more.
Mic check 1, 2. Mic check. Mic check.
Mic check. Mic check. Mic check. There we go, man. I appreciate y'all being so patient as we get everything worked out on my end. But again, thank you for each and every one of you who are tuned in tonight for Mike Nice, coming at you every Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, man. And I'm telling you, it's back and better. We got so much going on that, you know, the last couple of weeks we had some technical difficulties. But we going to get this thing going so that we can keep it going, keep it rolling. But again, I appreciate each and every one of you who tune in every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, as we used to broadcast on Thursdays, and now we've switched over to broadcasting on Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And today marks the sixth episode since we've been back, and we've been back for a month now. Started back on the airs April the 18th. And man, I appreciate y'all. I definitely appreciate each and every one of you for your support. I was saying earlier that I had some people this weekend to hit me up and just, you know, let me know that they were watching me, they were tuned in, you know, when they get a chance, and, you know, just proud of the things that I'm doing. And, you know, I really appreciate that. I really appreciate when people take the opportunity just to, you know, acknowledge what I'm doing, and, you know, they enjoy what I do, and, you know, just encouraging me. I was talking maybe a couple of weeks ago, me and Serum of Truth were talking about how, you know, there's enough to go around. There's enough success for people to go around and, you know, not be envious of one another, but just support each other and lift each other up, man. So if you just tuned in, man, this is your first show that you've come through on, man, again, thank you for coming through and tuning in. Man, we're going to get it back and better than ever. Hey, I already feel like it's back and better than ever, man. The last few weeks we have had some great shows. I appreciate Kenesha Wilson for coming through and blessing the mic last week, man. She did an awesome job co-hosting with me, and we're definitely going to get her back on here as well. And hey, if you want to be a co-host, let me know. Make sure you hit me up on social media, or you can also email me. My social media is everything is Lyrical Forte. So whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff, everything is Lyrical Forte. And that's one word as well, LYRICALFORTE, Lyrical Forte. And my email is lyricalforte@live.com. So hey, if you're interested in being a co-host, if you want to come on, you're doing some things out, and you're up and coming artist, whether you're a singer, dancer, spoken word artist, poet, whatever it is, you're launching a business, whatever it is, and you need a platform, hey, well, we have one here for you, and we would love to have you here broadcasting on Mike Nice. And again, just hit me up on my social media or my email address, lyricalforte@live.com, or also check out my website as well, lyricalforte.com. Again, that's lyricalforte.com. And if you're watching on Facebook right now, you can see that I got a new banner in the background. So shout out to Vista Print for coming through with this banner in the background, man. And I'm telling you, this isn't a promo or anything, but I guess it kind of is. But, you know, they do some great stuff, especially for people who have a low budget. It's a great place to go to, and quality work, man. Y'all probably wouldn't believe how much I paid for that banner. $5 for that banner, and the quality is great. But again, man, we are finna kick things off here on Mike Nice, man. If you are just tuning in, then you are just on time. Make sure you call in if you would like to make the mic nice by sharing a piece or uplifting us or singing, whatever the case may be. You would like to get in on the discussion topic, and right now you have your opportunity to do so. As a matter of fact, I think I might share a piece towards the end of the show as well, a new piece that I just performed this past Saturday. And also shout out to the Jewels Ministry in Gaston, Alabama, for having me for their annual Jewels celebration or annual conference. This year, it was called The Ultimate Woman, and I had the great opportunity to come through and bless the people with a spoken word called The Ultimate Woman. And as a matter of fact, I guess we can start off right there with the discussion. What is the ultimate woman to you? What is your definition of the ultimate woman? I want to hear your opinions. And if you're just tuned in, man, make sure that you share this video right now. If you are on Facebook Live, if you're on Periscope, whatever the case may be, please share this video and let somebody know that we are on Mike Nice. Again, every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, we would love to have you each and every week as we broadcast. And also, if you have some events that are going on in your neck of the woods, no matter where you're at, whatever the case may be, let us know as well. And we would love to have you to come on and let us know about it, or, you know, shoot us a flyer, and we'll also promote it there as well. But hey, right now we're actually going to go to the phone lines. We have a few callers on the phone lines. We have a caller with the last four digits of 8217. You're on the air.
Hey, this is none other than the poetic Florida man, Jamie Wimborn from Gadsden, Alabama, sir.
What's going on, man?
Taking it easy, man. Blessed as always, man. It's happy to be on Mike Nice once again. It's always an honor, man, to try to drop some knowledge to these young ones and also to the each generation, man. And you were talking about the ultimate woman a while ago.
Yeah.
And also, you know, mentioned our friend, true friend of the Sima Truth, which is right now I like to give her an uplifting word, because in my definition, she's one ultimate woman, because right now she's going through some times with her family, but that death and her family, unfortunately, man. Not trying to put her fans out there, but seeing her go through this right now, man, and keeping her spirits uplifting always, that's definitely a definition of the ultimate woman, because they're able to withstand anything, man, and be encouraging through and doing they time with trouble of anything, man, through death, through sickness, anything right now, man. My definition of the ultimate woman would have to be somebody who's uplifting, of a woman of God, or a person who's able to say about their loved ones, family, friends, man, during hard times, and keeping their strength and keeping their focus on the Lord, and keeping they encouraging words to everybody else, even though during their time of trouble, during their time of hurt, they're always able to push through that. And that, yeah, thing would be definitely a definition of an ultimate woman, because they're always, without a doubt, keeping themselves encouraged, man. And I just say, man, this really is something that I can really say about her and many other women also throughout this nation, man, who might be listening right now. My, I can say is, because where I will give you a peace tonight, but encouraging words, man. My favorite verse, Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Because no matter what we go through in this life, man, looking forward to say, we're going to have to always keep, no matter who put obstacles in our life, man, we have to always look toward God, keep his eyes seek on him at all times, man, because he's going to always see us through his paths. We might not understand what we may go through in life, man, ups and downs, man, but if we keep our eyes on God, man, we'll always have something to keep looking forward to, man. There's always hope. Every breath that you take every morning, man, no matter what, there's another day of hope, another day of try over again what you did wrong the day before, something like that, man, because no matter what, man, at the end of the day, we're not here to please man or woman, boy or girl. We're here to please God, man, and keep things always focused on him and his line always, man, because everything will always, as a true believer, will always turn out right, no matter what, man.
Oh, most definitely, man, most definitely. And I appreciate you sharing that. And definitely, we must uplift Sarah in this time, you know. She always comes through on here and always supports us, so we definitely want to support her and everything. And, man, shout out to you, man, being a vessel for our community and, you know, uplifting others and connecting with people and getting other people connected, man. That's what it's all about, man.
You know, like I said, of course, June 3rd here in Gadsden, of course, we have our first Saturday. It's for the community as always. Any spoken word artists, singers who might be in the race, come to blessing the mic, whatever thing, man. Anybody's about to come out and this something to do locally here in Gadsden, trying to revitalize the Carver community, which is located between 11th Street Projects and 60th Projects, running them from that corner to corner, man. But it's something that we're trying to get. We have, I was fortunate enough to get an artist by the name of the Newsbreaker, Antoinette Warren, who was a Gadsden High School student we've worked with in the past also. And also, my friend, Mr. Warren Herring, will be up on the street on that day. So if anything don't change, man, if you ain't anybody had no kind of plans, then on Saturday, June 3rd, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Carver Circle here, man, y'all all welcome to come on out, man. It'll be a blessing,
man,
as always.
Awesome, man. I definitely appreciate you sharing that with the people. And definitely, I know it's going to be a great event with some great people. You just named two great people already that I know I can vouch for. And I know it's going to be an awesome, awesome event, man. And are you gonna bless us with a piece as well?
I'm going to be definitely doing a piece on that Saturday for sure, man. I'd like to drop something, man, real quick. I don't want to make sure everybody get their time. You know, Mr. Nice, Mike, as always, it's called A Guaranteed Promise, man. And we don't know what tomorrow may bring to anybody, man. But we know that with the Lord and our heaven, you know, being our creator and our way maker, man, it's a guaranteed promise that we're going to lead this world, unfortunately, man, no matter what. But it's a title, Guaranteed Promise. One of these mornings, it may not be long. It's a guarantee that Jesus is coming back to take you in our home. There's no need to fear, and please not shed a tear. He has ordered our steps in his holy word. He promised to lead us and to guide us every day. He's been mighty good, is all that I can say. I can remember my mother once told me to start worrying, just begin to pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for blessing me to live another day. I love you with all of my heart. If I become weak and weary, Lord, I know that you promised to guide me all the way. I don't know why, Lord. Why must I have to cry sometimes? But I know it's a guarantee that I'll find out by and by. How can I get through this storm? My mother told me all I have to do is try. If we believe in God's holy word, he'll grant us a mansion beyond the sky. It's dedicated to anybody right now, man, especially go to any kind of bereavement, especially my friend, of course, Simon Truth. I'm not just trying to put a, I like to, but it's hard, fellas, as always, man, having a friend go through something, man. I can't feel what she's going through, but I just want to be encouraged to her and anybody through the state of Gadsden, through the state of Alabama, man, who's just going through anything, whether it be sickness or death, anything, man. Keep hope alive that God is a way maker, man. He's going to make things right for everybody, man. I appreciate for your time in always, straight, man. And looking forward to that, man.
Man, I appreciate you too, man. Thank you for coming through and dropping some knowledge.
Anyways, man. Appreciate
no
it so much, bro.
No doubt. And that was a good friend of mine, Jamie Winborn, who has been doing some awesome things, up-and-coming spoken word artist, doing some great things in the community. Like I said, bringing people together, connecting one another, bridging the gap with the young and old, and I appreciate that, man. I definitely do. It's definitely needed nowadays. And also, shout-out to two great friends of mine as well, Preacher Boy, and as well his brother Dio the Prince, who are doing some awesome things together. They make Brothers Keeper. And definitely stay tuned. I'm definitely going to be getting them on the show to do an interview with them. But if you love rap music, hip hop music, and you have a love for God, man, you definitely want to listen to these brothers again. Preacher Boy and his brother Dio the Prince, and together they make Brothers Keeper. For a while, when rap music, not rap music specifically, but Christian rap came about, when I was younger, I didn't really take to it because I just felt like it was not genuine. I didn't feel like it was real. And as I grew up, one of the first people that I knew that did Christian rap was a guy by the name of Infamous, and I really, really enjoyed his music. And you know, as I went on and grew up, man, I've heard some other great artists as well, like people like Lecrae, Andy Mineo, KB, you know, people like this that are really doing some awesome things, and you know, really don't consider their music to be necessarily Christian rap or things like that, but just consider a rap but have a positive message. You know, a lot of times we kind of put people in a box that really, you know, don't want to be in a box in the first place, but we put them there and, you know, they're just doing some awesome things. So I definitely encourage you all to listen out for them. And right now, matter of fact, I'm going to play one of Preacher Boy's first songs, if not the first song that he came up with. He used to do secular music and then switched over to more godly music, or godly music, not necessarily more godly music, but everything that he does now is godly. But check this out. This is Preacher Boy, Let It Show. And make sure that you also call in, man. We still have time here on the air. We have a little less than an hour left in the show. So definitely come through, call, make the mic nice. That call-in number is right there on your screen, 646-668-8072. Again, 646-668-8072. And we'll be right back at you.
And mirrors live by the sword, abide by these holy scriptures. Okay. No one can be against you if God is with you. Let go and let God and cry no river. Let him fight your battles like David and Goliath. His writings on the wall, just read between the lines. The Lord is my shepherd. Psalms 23, they said I never make it because some didn't believe. Knocking at the door was opportunity. I asked God why. Stop, I do it fluently. I rock, no holy grail, but let the truth be told. The devil hope we fail.
Been down this road and I know it's not the time to lay low, lay low. Since you were there from me when I was mountain high and valley low, valley low. Now everywhere I go, I be sure to put you on a pedestal.
The key to life, I pray he take our souls before we see the light. I wanna live righteous, for God is my witness. Confess he is Lord and ask him for forgiveness. But who am I to judge? I'll give you ultimatum. I pray Jesus is your Lord and Savior. I'm a living testimony. Thank God he decided to put his blessings on me. Hearing voices in my head, devil's advocate. Resurrect me like Lazarus. Sorry if you feel I'm preaching to the choir. Praise his name, clap your hands and reach into the sky.
Been down this road and I know it's not the time to lay low, lay low. Since you were there for me when I was mountain high and valley low, valley low. Now everywhere I go, I be sure to put you on a pedestal.
No Kirk Franklin, but this is Sunday's best. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. Deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom. Because it's something about that name Jesus. His eyes on the spiral, he watches over me. Best to count your blessings, that's how it's supposed to be. I remember nights that I can go to sleep. Somebody gotta tell the truth and so he chosen me. This a potter's house.
I'm a
When I rewind, replay all the things that made me who I am today.
The good and the bad, the good and the bad.
When I rewind, when I rewind, when I rewind, when I rewind.
I grew up in that juice, 315, shorty, that's my roots. Northside, ride around with my crew. Northside, ride around with my crew. Before I had the red lantern with the beat in it. Had a Mach bike and hit the streets with it. Ride anywhere, I go deep with it. Had pegs for shorty, 1 week visit. That's the backseat. Man, I feel like last week, my first rhyme at a rap beat. It was Wu-Tang, victory. Rapping been my passion since my best friend got that cool. Edit laid vocals on that computer mic with an E-machine, became a fool. When it took 200 from Christmas, made myself a wish list, build a studio, that's my mission. I ain't quitting till it's finished. Studio time too much to buy, so instead I DIY'd it. All them clothes came out my closet, cause my mic had to go inside it. Yeah, if there's a way, then you know I'll find it. Passion drove me to go all night and I lost sleep, but I know I'll find it when I'm six deep and it go all silent. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm driven. I got fuel for the journey, let me start at the beginning.
When I rewind, replay all the things that made me who I am today.
The good and the bad, the good and the bad.
When I rewind,
everything I'm not, maybe everything I am.
When I rewind, everything I'm not,
maybe
everything I am.
I moved down to Manhattan after high school for this rapping. I had plans to make it happen with my passion and this talent, so I went to CCNY. I got rejected on the first try for the program that I aimed for. Could've gave up, said I said,
give me some more.
I was so far from home and everything that I know, but I got grown in that time alone and my faith became my own. I was heading out to Queens to see my favorite rapper, Ambassador. Gave my CD, hope he called me after. Took my Bible and he autographed it, bro. Represent him well all inside it. Now I write the same thing when I'm signing. That's rewinding, even though he never called me back. 4 years later, I was on his track. I got no time for DJ Official. Now look at the tours I played with you, huh? That's insane. Just a few years, everything changed. Now I'm on planes, going out playing for kids that were just like me, in the cut like me, trying to make everybody hear their stuff like me. Finally hearing people tell them shut up like me. But it ain't about me. Look what God did without him, what
when
I be.
When I rewind, replay all the things that made me who I am today.
The good and the bad, the good and the bad.
When I rewind, everything I'm not, maybe everything I am.
When I rewind,
everything I'm not, maybe everything I am.
People think we're different. Drama in my life, got a little drama in yours. What you do with it, it's your choice. Cause I'm looking at my past in the rearview mirror, thanking God I made it through. I said I'm looking at my past in the rearview mirror. Look at that, look at that.
When I rewind, replay all the things that made me who I am.
Yeah, that's right. I am your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte, man, and I appreciate y'all coming through again each and every Tuesday here live on Facebook Live as well as Periscope, and also catch us on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice, where we also have a interactive chat there also. So, man, again, appreciate y'all coming through. We've had Mr. Jamie Winborn come through and bless the mic for us tonight. We also have another caller on the line, and I'm going to bring them on in just a minute. But earlier, we were talking about the ultimate woman. And so, you know, there's some different attributes as a ultimate woman that you know, that you look for or that you see that an ultimate woman has. But I think honestly, to really understand what an ultimate woman is, you first have to understand what ultimate means. So, you know, if you don't really understand what ultimate means, you really don't, you can't really understand what makes a woman ultimate. But when you look at the definition of what an ultimate woman is, then you look and you see that it says being or happening at the end of a process, final, the best achievable or imaginable of its kind. And so, you know, when you also look at different attributes that a ultimate woman will have, you would know that she would be noble. She will have noble character. She's trustworthy. So, you know, people have full confidence in her, and she doesn't lack a value. And she's hardworking. We know a lot of women that are hardworking, you know, that come and they support their family. They are the breadwinner. They're raising, you know, kids by themselves. We know trustworthy women that you can tell them a secret and they won't go out and gossip about it. And also an ultimate woman is wise at investing, you know. So she takes care of her money and she, you know, she doesn't just go out and spend it, but, you know, she's wise in investing her money to make it grow and things like that. She's strong, not only physically, but also mentally as well. She's strong and determined, compassionate, and understanding. These are characteristics that, you know, we look at when it comes to just, you know, maybe women in particular as being compassionate more than us as men, you know, and generous, would give their last to help someone out. How many women did you know growing up where they welcomed you in their home just as if you were their kids? And entrepreneur. Women are entrepreneurs now. You know, we live in a time where, you know, women have their own businesses, running their own things, you know, and it's important to realize, if, you know, if you're listening in, that women can do anything. I mean, look, we had our first woman to be nominated for Democratic president this year. And, you know, that should show you we've come a long way. Intelligent. She's smart. She has wisdom. And those two go hand in hand because, you know, sometimes, don't get me wrong, you know, we have some intelligent people. This is just people in general. We have some intelligent people, but they're not always wise. They don't always make, you know, the right decisions. They're well respected. I know you probably know many women in your neighborhoods that are well respected. You know, you hear that name and you know that they're well respected, well rounded. People have confidence in them. And they also fear the Lord. They're God fearing women. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, because I think sometimes when people say fear the Lord, they think about maybe being scared or terrified of God. But I don't think it's that. I think when they say fear the Lord, I think that it means that, you know, sorry about that. I think we're having a couple technical difficulties. But, you know, as far as just, you know, being well respected, go and seek God and things like that. Also, you know, these are not all the characteristics. There's so many characteristics that we can think of as what an ultimate woman is. But I'm going to leave it at that. Just gave you some characteristics and, you know, define what an ultimate woman is. And I'm going to finish up a little bit later about what I think an ultimate woman is. But we still want to open up the phone line. So if you're tuned in and you would like to make the mic nice, you definitely still have the opportunity to do so as well. That calling number is 646-668-8072. And you can get in on the discussion, share a piece, sing, whatever the case may be, just come in your own way and come and come on and bless us. But we have two callers on the line. I'm going to go to the first caller with the last four digits of 8178. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you? I can. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, I can hear you well. My phone's been acting up, so I didn't know if you could hear me.
Got you. Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. How are you, Arthur?
I'm blessed. I am blessed.
Good. How's this Tuesday going for you?
It's going all right. Went to work, it's rainy and all.
Yes.
I couldn't find a poem I wanted to do, but since it's still Mother's Day month, I decided to pull out another one for my other grandma.
Hey, that's all right. Hey, Mother's Day should be every day, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. You know it.
Good. Well, hey, make the mic nice.
Always. All righty. I just pulled this out. I wrote to my grandma for her birthday in 2014, which she did pass in 2015. But her name is Grandma Jett, is what we call her. And she was still alive when I wrote this. So. My memories of Grandma Jett, always paying her respects, taking me to someone's home going. I only wanted to go because you were going. The grandma that always held it together, despite the weather. I missed your good meals that heal and how being around you makes me feel. Reminds me how family really feels. It gives me a reason to kneel, bow my head and pray, thanking the Lord for another day is what your presence makes me say. It makes me want to live another day to see your beautiful face, your number I want to dial to come see your beautiful smile. I love how you praise the Savior, and I modeled that behavior. I've always had fond memories of you. I've always been thankful for all you do. Some things I was too young to remember, but I want to say thank you. Grandma, I love you. I miss your smile, laugh, and touch. That's why I always try to stay in touch, because I miss you so much. Yet I can do better, because you deserve better. I wish I could have been there for your birthday while I'm so many miles away. I pray you had a blessed day. Grandma, I just wanted to say happy belated birthday.
Wow. That's wow, it. I like this. Was she able to hear that piece?
I don't know. You know, I sent it to her in a, like a card. I wrote it in a card and I mailed it to her. You know, mm-hmm. she stayed in a hospital. And she said she got the card, but then she would get forgetful and stuff. So I believe she may have once heard it or read it. I believe I sent it in the car. Then I sent it to some family members that were going to the family reunion. I mean, for her birthday party. And was
okay.
Hoping somebody got to her. I hope she did.
Right. Okay. What would you say some characteristics that your grandma had that would make her an ultimate woman?
Well, one thing, like some of the other stuff that I said already, you know, you know, it made me feel like, gave me that sense of family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't make me feel like she was overlooked, like you overlooked, or like she got favorites or nothing. I felt like she was treating us all the same and equal. And I think that's something that's important, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You make somebody feel special and love, like, you know. You know, some families have cliques and they treat certain people better and, you know what I mean? And they have these favorites and you can really tell she wasn't like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right,
I always
right.
felt loved in her presence. Some of the things I would say, even just for the ultimate woman thing that you were saying, just some thoughts that came up to me. I don't think the ultimate woman is perfect. You know, we strive
right.
to be perfect.
Right.
We strive for perfection. But I don't think that she's perfect. But I think she's someone that is in tune with God and always seeking Him for divine direction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I've been talking about that before, telling you about, you know, getting in tune with our divine and God-given instincts and intuition. Someone that
mm-hmm.
has self-love and self-respect, that is
mm-hmm.
authentic and true to self, and what God has called her to be, that is tapping into her gifts and her talents. Somebody that's a good mother, friend, and not
mm-hmm.
perfect, not a perfect mother and mate, but somebody that's doing their best and giving their best, you know.
Right, right.
Someone to help others. You know, she might do charity and help others, can't help everybody, but whoever God has called her to help, you know, in whatever
right.
way he has called her. Even if it's behind the scenes, everybody don't know. You know, if it's somebody, you know, just encouraging you and, you know, being your biggest cheerleader, some of the things that we sometimes overlook that mean so much, the simplest things, you know.
Right.
I believe a woman is a woman that can admit her wrongs and her mistakes, and she's
oh, yeah.
able to go back and correct them and work on them and, you know, always working on self-improvement. She's humble but
mm-hmm.
confident,
mm-hmm.
loving,
mm-hmm.
caring, dedicated, you know, seeking balance. She's a tester. And, you know, some of the things you were saying, an entrepreneur, she's very creative. She might be wise with her money, but she still has room for improvement. She's not perfect, but she's learning.
Mm-hmm.
And she's willing
mm-hmm.
to learn how to save, how to invest, and different things of that sort.
Right, right. Definitely, definitely. Again, I appreciate your insight on that, and definitely thank you for coming through and blessing the mic as well.
Oh, anytime. Thank you so much for having me. And keep doing what you're
always,
doing.
Always, always. Thank you, no doubt.
Already.
And that was Arthur Petrina coming through and blessing us with that piece. Dedicated to her grandmother. I appreciate her calling through. She always comes through with some great pieces and always gives us some insight as well on our discussion. And, you know, it's crazy because we were talking a few weeks ago and she was saying how our desires conflict with one another. And that the same desires that she was talking about when we were talking about the desire to be free, have freedom, but have security, how they conflict. And I was looking at a post today when someone was talking about they feel like that the government should spy on us. And in the conversation, they were talking about one person asked would they rather be free or would they like to be secure, have security. And I just thought, wow, you know, we were just talking about that on a job level, not thinking about it on that, you know, that way either, you know, wanting to be free, have our freedoms, but also want to have security. Now, I don't think our government should be meddling or, you know, mess with our privacy, but, you know, it just is, it's amazing to think about the desires that we have and how it's hard for them to coexist with one another. But if you're listening, man, definitely have time to come through and make the mic nice as well. Again, that call-in number is 646-668-8072. Again, it's 646-668-8072. And we have another caller with the last four digits of 3360. You're on the air. How are you doing today? You're on the air. Maybe we kind of caught them off guard. I'll go back to them in just a little bit. But I want to share with you a piece, and then I guess I'll talk about it a little bit afterwards. But I wrote this piece entitled The Ultimate Woman. And one thing that inspired me was a interview that Maya Angelou did with Oprah Winfrey. And Oprah asked her, she said, you know, 20 something years ago I asked you, were you wise? And you told me no. And so I want to ask you again, basically, are you wise now? And Maya Angelou said no. She's en route, she's en route to being wise. And she talked about how, you know, everything she learned, which was a lot of information over the years, she's learned so much, she still doesn't know everything. And I thought about the definition of what an ultimate woman is, and thought about the definition of ultimate and how it's at the end of a process, and how, you know, in life, you should always be achieving. You should always be striving to be the best that you can be. And being that ultimate comes at the end of a process, life is a process. We should always be striving to do the best that we can do, be the best person we can be, you know. And so, you know, when you really think about being an ultimate woman, the ultimate part doesn't come until you can't do anymore, until you have taken every opportunity to do what you can do to be the best person you can be. You know, like Arthur Petrina said, she said something about a woman is not perfect. An ultimate woman is not perfect, but she's always striving to, you know, to learn and to grow and things like that. And so with that interview that I heard, and, you know, some other things, I came up with this piece that I'm going to share with y'all. And I don't think I've actually shared a piece on the air yet. So I guess I'll share a piece today. And this piece is entitled The Ultimate. Are you the ultimate woman? Now, before you answer, there are some things we must discuss first. Society's definition of beauty has misled our ladies to not know their true worth. Beauty is more than what meets the eye. It's worth more than what rubies can buy. It edifies your mind, and in your heart is where it lies. The ultimate woman strives for different attributes. It starts in her youth. She learns to be confident, and others have full confidence in her, too. She never neglects self, but yet is selfless. She celebrates others and never becomes jealous. See, envy doesn't live in her. From her purpose, she isn't deterred. She embraces the process of change because without change, there is no growth. She's always evolving and doesn't maintain the status quo. She strives for excellence, sees every situation as a lesson with patience she's been blessed with. Too blessed to be stressed, knows how to say no just as much as she knows how to say yes. Doesn't allow herself to be taken advantage of. She takes advantage of her strengths. She's wise with her money. I said she's wise with her money. And don't look in your purses or look at your neighbors funny, but she's trustworthy, hardworking, generous and compassionate, intelligent, extraordinary and extravagant. She's strong and can hold her own, but she doesn't mind help. She finds her wealth in her health. She's willing to listen to others while having her own point of view. She doesn't look like anything that she's been through. She has wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. She gets through life, though life can be demanding. She knows how to love instead of lust. Agrees to disagree without the arguments and fuss. She's business savvy. An entrepreneur in her own right. She doesn't get caught up in the social media, get caught up in the hype. Posting for comments, shares, and likes. The ultimate woman has many attributes, though I've only named a few, and I'm sure the place you're in, you may be lacking one or two, but this only means that God is still not through with you. God is always up to something in the process, just keep trusting. He's always on time, so there's no need to rush him. And remember, God never sends a man a finished woman. Women strive to be ultimate starting at their birth. Cultivated through experience, good and bad, jubilations and hurt. But only can a woman be truly ultimate is when she leaves this earth. Ultimate means final being or happening at the end of a process. So for now, ultimate isn't an option. You have further to go and more things to know. So keep living, keep learning, keep showing that you're growing. Never stop being the best that you can be. You can never know it all, in which we all can agree. So live what you know, but always strive to grow. And one day, you will be ultimate. And that's that piece. So ladies, man, if you're listening in, just continue to grow. Continue to strive to be the best that you can be. And one day, again, you will be ultimate. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. We still have about 24 minutes left in the show, and we definitely have time for you to come through and make the mic nice, and we would definitely love to have you to do so. Again, thank you for everyone who's listening in on Blog Talk Radio, on the telephone, on Facebook Live, on Periscope. Thank you for each and every one of you who may listen to the archives as well if you're listening in. And say, for instance, you can't make next Tuesday's show, you can always go on to blog talk radio. Tongue twister there. blogtalkradio.com/MikeNice, and you can listen to any show that we've had. Again, we've been broadcasting for the last 6 weeks, been back on the air, but we also have older shows too that we have on there if you would like to listen in to those also. But again, thank you for each and every one of you who tune in. If you're new, we would love to have you every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And hey, we'll be right back.
When it's all said and done, you and I are the lucky ones. We fought many, and we'll fight the night until we see the sun. We are the lucky ones.
Under the sun I found we were left to drown. Evil abounds, weight is pulling us down. No sight of sound, impaired to his care. Chasing after the wind, running after the air. Deserving of desertion, service of destruction. And every day we taste of a grace that we're unconcerned with. My sin I should be burned with. I'm guilty, filthy, and stained. But he became a curse, drank my cup and took my pain. Yeah, for that he reigns. Through faith I'm changed, and I don't have a reason why he loosened up my chains. I don't believe in luck, I believe in grace. But they say we're lucky cause we seen his face. Yeah, and we heard him call us, and he heard our answer. And he gives us second chances when we throw our hands up. So weary and broken, hoping his arms will be open. Unconditional love has got us locked into his focus. I guess we the lucky ones, huh? Yeah.
When it's all said and done, you and I are the lucky ones. We fought many, and we'll fight the night until we see the sun. We are the lucky ones. We are.
Greater than my shame, guilt, my doubt, and my past. Fortunate to trust in you, cause I've doubted your plans. I question your ways, every question I raise is foolishness compared to mountains, the wind, and the waves. You're so mindful of us, and we rise from the dust. You love these cheating, beating hearts and these eyes full of lust. Gave us power to fight it, though we cower and quiet. We have the faith to start a riot, how can we deny it? Fire inside us that you kindle when it starts to dwindle. And simply put, I'm simple, so your love is essential. I don't believe in luck, no, I believe in grace. They say we're lucky cause we've seen your face. Lord, we heard you call us, you heard our answer. And you give us second chances when we throw our hands up. I'm weary and broken, but your arms will be open. Unconditional love has got us locked into your focus.
See, I'm not saying I'm always right.
No, I ain't always right.
And I ain't saying that I'm perfect.
I know I ain't perfect.
And I know I don't deserve it.
I surely know I don't deserve
it. But I'm glad I got this life.
But you love me.
I'm glad that I got
you. Love me, you forgive me.
It makes me.
Thank you. They can't measure this kind of love.
When it's all said and done, you and I are the lucky ones. We fought many, and we'll fight the night.
Yeah, that's right. I am your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte. And again, appreciate y'all coming through and tuning in. That was Lucky Ones by Lecrae. And man, make sure you check him out if you haven't heard of him. Make sure that you check him out. He has some great stuff online, great album. Also has a book. I haven't read it yet. It's called Unashamed. So I definitely need to check that out. And also, man, if you would like to call in and share a good read, a good book that, you know, you think our listeners should read, definitely call in as well and let us know, because we definitely need to, you know, put knowledge out there and wisdom. And a lot of that is in books. You know, a lot of times we don't like to read. Like, if I can say honestly, I'm not a big reader, but I have kind of picked up back up on reading, because you learn so much from reading. You know, it's one of those things that a lot of people didn't want us to do back in the day. They didn't allow slaves to read. And once you pick up a book, you'll understand why, because you gain so much wisdom and knowledge and understanding and things of that sort. So definitely call in. Matter of fact, we're going to do it every week. If you just want to call in, maybe you're not a spoken word artist, but you just like hearing good poetry, good music, whatever the case may be. But hey, maybe you're a book buff, love good books and that sort of thing. Definitely call in and share those books with our listeners so that, you know, we can get the word out and, you know, that sort of things. And if you also want a certain author to maybe to come on the show and make the mic nice, or come through and, you know, have them to come on and talk about some of the things that they're doing and that sort of thing, then definitely let me know. And hey, we'll see what we can do to pull some strings and get them on the show. And, you know, this platform has really been a blessing over the years, because there's so much that we can do, so many people that we can connect with. And former host had some really great people on, and we definitely want to continue that tradition by having some great people to come on who's knowledgeable about, you know, different things. We've had Nikki Giovanni on. We have had Michael Polk, who played Moesha's brother in the old TV show Moesha. He's come on when the show about the Tuskegee Airmen. I can't think of the name of that movie right now, but he came on and talked about that. And we definitely want to connect you with some great people who have some great things. And I don't know about you, but I love just like listening, especially to older people, or, you know, wise people who have, you know, been through some things, lived through some things, and really know their stuff, and that can really inform us when it comes to things that are relevant to what we're going through now. You know, I think it's, you know, amazing to have people like that come through and just grace us with their presence and give us knowledge and insight on the things that they went through and how we can learn from those situations and, you know, make our people even greater. So definitely hit me up on Facebook. All my social media, again, is Lyrical Forte. And just drop a name, drop a book, whatever the case may be. Drop a artist, an author, maybe somebody has an up-and-coming business that they would like to promote. Definitely hit me up, because we definitely want to, you know, lift them up and support them. Also, again, not only my social media is Lyrical Forte, but my email is lyricalforte@live.com. And if you're just tuning in, make sure you check out the archives here on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice. After each and every show, we will have an interview. And if you're wondering really what Mike Nice is all about, we want to bring you a variety of programming each week, bring you the best of spoken word poetry, conscious music, special interviews, discussions, topics, interactive chat. Man, we want to do it all here, and we want to make sure that we're here to support you in your endeavors. We thank those who have come through and listened in since we've been back. It's been a slow process to get people back on here, but we appreciate each and every one of you for coming through. So far, we've had people from, you know, Alabama, my area, my neck of the woods to come and call through. We've had people from Ohio to call in. We have had people from Virginia to call in that just kind of, you know, come on and just listen to the show and listen to what's going on. So I definitely appreciate your support. And if there's any way that I can pay it forward as well, definitely let me know, because that's what we're about here. We just want to, you know, lift one another, celebrate each other and that sort of thing. And, you know, I think it's crazy because, you know, as I was watching or listening to the news, and if you have been paying attention to the terrorist attack that happened yesterday in Manchester in the UK, and how they have come about today saying that they think that, you know, they were particularly trying to target women, you know, when you think about the concert was called A Dangerous Woman, and it was the Ariana Grande concert, and young people at that, man, who lost their lives just trying to have fun at this concert. And that's why it's so important, you know, especially as, you know, as men, it's so important that we uplift our women. And once we uplift them, we unconsciously give them an opportunity to do us the same way, support us and uplift us, man, because we got to just support one another and encourage one another. And, you know, it's going to be a day-by-day thing, you know, when it comes to just supporting one another. We don't need to wait till, you know, Valentine's Day or Mother's Day or Father's Day, you know, these different holidays. We just, you know, should support each other and show how much we, you know, we care about what people are doing. Again, you know, I had people to, you know, let me know, hey, this weekend, hey, we see what you're doing and we're all for it, supporting you. And I definitely appreciate that. And again, like I said, I want to pay it forward as well. We still have about 10 minutes left in the show. So if you would like to come through, have something to say before we get out of here, make sure that you do so. That call-in number is 646-668-8072. Again, 646-668-8072. And we'll love to have you on here to kind of close us out. But hey, we're going to keep things going, man. Listen to this. Check this out by Guapale, Closer to My Dreams. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. I am your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte. And, man, again, it has been another great show here on Mike Nice. And we just thank everybody who has graced us with their presence today here on Mike Nice. Jamie Winborn coming through and definitely making the mic nice, as well as Petrina coming through and making the mic nice as well. And we appreciate each and every one of you who just come through and just listen to the show as well. We definitely appreciate that also. And again, make sure that you catch us here every Tuesday. And remember, hey, ultimate is a process. So even for each and every one of us, each and every one of us has the opportunity to be ultimate. We just have to continue to live and learn and grow and that sort of thing. And hey, we're going to be all right. We definitely going to be all right. But I want to leave you with this quote, as always, leave you with something positive that not only gets you through the rest of today, but throughout the week. Again, my social media is Lyrical Forte. All my social media is Lyrical Forte. Check out my website at lyricalforte.webs.com. Lyrical Forte is one word as well on everything. Also, make sure that you hit me up on my email as well for any inquiries for the show and things like that at lyricalforte@live.com. But I want to leave you with this quote. Being defeated is often a temporary condition. Giving up is what makes it permanent. Sometimes you gotta fall before you can fly. Thank you, each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. We appreciate you. If you're just listening in, make sure you check out the archives at blogtalkradio.com/MikeNice. And hey, we'll see you on the radio.